Dr. Bass, Jessica in New Jersey wants to know how EMS and PPID affect older horses' joints and if there are ways to help preserve their joints as they age.
That's a rather big question there. So I will say that horses that have EMS or equine metabolic syndrome or PPID, which is Cushing's, these horses struggle, I think, with their joints. And the EMS, I will maybe change that term a little bit to insulin dysregulation, which is very similar to a type 2 diabetes. That is a younger horse that is more overweight. The PPID are older horses that have weight loss and maybe frequent urination, frequent drinking. And so these horses, I think, sort of downstream, their joints suffer because of that. Now, I think as the horse ages, we sort of maybe decrease the activity of that horse, but I think horses with EMS and PPID, if they're comfortable enough, they need to keep working. And so that's the goal of mine, is to keep these horses in work, to keep them moving, A, to maybe help with weight control, but B, to help the horse be strong enough to support its joints. One other comment to make on this topic is we are starting a project at Colorado State University. We're looking at the impact of biomarkers. So little tiny cytokines in manure and joint fluid and blood, and how we can use those biomarkers to test for osteoarthritis in horses. We're also looking at the impact of obesity on that too. So just today, I drew some joint fluid from a horse that I was injecting its coffin joint, and we took some manure or feces and blood and submitted it to my colleague, Dr. Lynn Pezenite here at CSU, and we're trying to correlate. Can we take a blood sample or take a joint fluid sample before they get osteoarthritis and be able to predict it? So I'm super, super excited about the research. I think it has some really valid results coming, but I think that's something coming in the future that maybe we could help predict osteoarthritis before it happens.